now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
The king of television, Johnny Carson, reigned supreme for decades in the box. And is part of the mid-century story arc that we just love here on the Cocktail Nation. His story, so very big. It's difficult to do it justice, so I thought let's take a look at the beginnings of his career and what made the man. We have a look at a nice book on mid-century culture to check out with a nice review from Baron von Swankenstein over at ultraswank.net. And how would you like to own your own derelict 1920s movie theatre in Los Angeles? Sounds pretty good. Well, there is one up for grabs. Here's some new music right now. Alika Lyman Group and Night Orchard. This is from their Laser Jazz Volume 2 album. As we kick off the Cocktail Nation, Swank Party is go.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
I am dejected. I am depressed. Yet resurrected and sailing the crest. Why this elation mixed with deflation? What explanation? I am in love. Such conflicting questions ride around in my brain. Should I order cyanide or order champagne? What is this sudden jolt? I feel like a frightened colt just hit by a thunderbolt. I am in love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. For I am wildly in love with you, and so in need of a stampede of love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. For I am wildly in love with you, and so in need of a stampede of love. For I am wildly in love with you. For I am wildly in love with you.
Donation, Lance Leader, Coop Cooper and Carol Friedette. I'm in love. Well, this week I thought let's focus on the beginnings of Johnny Carson's television career, as told by Johnny Carson. And like I mentioned in our introduction, his career is so big, it's difficult to sort of find a place to start apart from the beginning. Johnny Carson's story. As told by Johnny Carson.
I grew up in the Midwest, kind of a normal, I guess what you'd call normal upbringing, you know, the part of the country. My folks were supportive in what I wanted to do.
Did you always know what you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah.
From the very beginning?
Oh, sure.
How old?
Well, I must have been about 12, 13 years old. I knew I wanted to entertain.
You liked the attention?
Oh, sure.
But why? Why you? I mean, why at age 12 or 13?
Because I was in a play or something, and I got up and I did something and people laughed. And all of a sudden you say, hey, that sounds pretty good. So it makes you the center of attention.
Yes, but why did you want the attention?
Hmm?
Why did you want the attention?
Why did I want the attention? Because I was shy.
Ah.
Because I was shy. Oh, that sounds like an ambivalence, right?
No.
On stage, you see, when you're on stage in front of an audience, you are kind of in control. When you're off of the stage or in a situation where there are a lot of people, you're not in control. And I felt awkward. So I went into show business thinking it would give me a little more, I could overcome that shyness.
Where do you think the shyness emanated from?
I bought it in Chicago.
His Nebraska upbringing really made him an everyman.
I'm a down-to-earth fella. Just want you to know that. As a matter of fact, today I got out the old hammock, went out, climbed in, laid there for a couple hours sipping a lemonade. Then I went back in. My two butlers were getting tired holding up the hammock.
He loved magic as a young man.
I took up magic because I was somewhat shy and within myself, and I thought, well, that would be a good way to go to parties. Yeah. You know, I read those ads, yeah, you know, be the life girls of the party and get girls. Yeah. Mainly, I did it to get girls. Neither one worked well. But lots of people do that. They'd like to get up and perform. You can be the center of attention without being yourself as such.
Radio was a big part of his development. Jack Benny Show was big in his mind, as it was in many Americans.
For years and years and years, I've been Johnny Carson's idol. Now, you've said it, haven't you?
Many times.
Many times. Then all of a sudden, the whole thing switched, and Johnny Carson became my idol. And you want to know something? It's not nearly as much fun this way.
He became a DJ at WOW in Nebraska.
And we were all doing radio at the time, of course. And it was an announcement put up, beginning Monday, John Carson will do a one-hour television show. That was my notice. So we went up and tried to pull something together. And we had a little set in the corner. And we went on the air, Monday at 4.
We hope a good many of you are enjoying Christmas with your families today. And if you've exchanged presents already, probably had a very nice Christmas dinner. And that you'll sit down and enjoy the Christmas with the gang here at WOW-TV. My name's Johnny Carson.
And there was no money in television in those days, but nobody cared because you were learning what it was all about.
Filled in for Red Skelton quite a few times, and he credited Red for his development.
You taught me a lot. I stole a lot from you.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
No. It's like the students. They say, with Johnny was with you at one time, you helped him get started. I said, no, nobody helps you get started. If you've got talent, they can put you behind a brick wall. You'll come through, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
So that's what you have.
In June of 1955, he got his first show on CBS.
The Johnny Carson Show, starring Carson.
Thank you very much and good evening. I'm Johnny Carson. Now, the reason I say that each week is because my kids love to stay up and watch television. So every Thursday night, my wife turns on the set. I come out, I say, hello, I'm Johnny Carson. My kids say, it's only Daddy, let's go to bed.
Sadly, this took a toll on his marriage, and his second wife, Joanne, talked about some of his drinking issues.
He was under stress, and the only way he'd get out from stress was to have a drink. And Johnny was a cheap drunk. You give him a drink and a half, and he's gone.
Now, another thing I want to point out, that I'm going to call my real wife, Jody, who we live out in Encino. I don't want you to think that I'm just calling some girl that we pay to act like my wife. I wouldn't pay anyone to act like my wife.
Eventually, the show was canceled after 39 weeks, and he ended up hosting a game show called Who Do You Trust?
Who do you trust? Here's the star of our show, Johnny Carson.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Who Do You Trust? We have another tie to break on the show.
Matter of fact, I met him on a boat trip in the Paris sewers.
You met him on a boat trip through the Paris sewers? It's kind of like the Tunnel of Love, though. No, what do you mean? What kind of boat was it? Is it a motorboat or what?
No, as a matter of fact, they rode it.
Probably one of the rules down there, don't make any waves, huh? Any girl that brings home a husband from the sewers can't be all bad, huh? And Ed, who's first to lead on?
We're all set. We have Lola Mason from right here.
Ed McMahon, his future sidekick, was on the show. And his daughter, Claudia, tells the story of how they met.
Johnny called Dad in for the interview. They talked for 5 minutes. Johnny was looking out the window. Nothing like, what do you have to offer, or, you know, how would this work? Dad left. He never in a million years thought he was going to get the job. And a couple days later, he got the call. You're it.
And I was selling vegetable gadgets on a corner. And Johnny came by and he saw me in pain. A terrible thorn was lodged in my foot. And Johnny pulled the thorn out. I licked his face and we've been together ever since.
When Jack Parr quit The Tonight Show, it was offered to Johnny.
It is no great secret, and I'm sure ABC won't mind if I mention this. what can they do to me if I do? Fire me today? But I go over to on The Tonight Show on NBC starting October the 1st as the host of that show, and Ed goes with me as the announcer on the show, so I'll never mention that.
And of course, the rest is history. Johnny Carson's live from the Cocktail Nation. Right now, the TV theme. Doc Severinsen plays Johnny's theme on the Cocktail Nation radio show.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I simply believe when a man is well-dressed, you just aren't aware of his clothes. I wear the suit. It doesn't wear me. If you agree with this philosophy, I'd like you to take a look at the totally coordinated Johnny Carson collection for spring.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Some say, boy, Don, how do you do it? Well, it's simple. Look fantastic in casual wear. Look fantastic in anything. Sound good. Smell good. Kiss good. Strut around with supreme confidence. Be uncannily successful at your job. Blow people away every time you say anything. Take six-hour lunches. Disappear for weeks at a time. Lie to everyone about everything. And drink and smoke constantly. Basically, be Don Draper.
The Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation, Cube Cuba, Martini Kings and Soft Sounds. A lot of people often talk to me about the shirts that I wear. I love wearing the 50-style lounging shirts. They've got so many different names. When I was growing up, they were called Jack shirts or Bisley shirts. Some people call them bowling shirts. Some people call them Kramer shirts from Seinfeld. And some people call them Charlie Harper or Charlie Sheen shirts from the 2.5 Men series. Regardless, they're a 50s-style casual shirt that you can wear hanging out or tucked in if you like, often two-toned with some nice patterns. Some people even call them a rockabilly shirt. I really don't know what the official name is, except that I love wearing them. Maybe you know what the official name is from this period, but they were certainly very popular in the 50s and 60s. And I found a great little website, ironically, called charlieharpershirts.com, and ordered some shirts just the other day, actually. I've got to tell you, some of the best quality that you're going to find. Nice silk shirts. You've got to be a little bit careful with them. But the patterns that they've got available on this website is just incredible. So if you'd like to look just like me, who wouldn't, then maybe you check out this website. They've got some nice stuff. Now, Baron von Swankenstein has written a nice little article on Ultra Swank about this particular book called Survive the Bomb, The Radioactive Citizen's Guide to Nuclear Survival. Baron von Swankenstein has written a nice little article on ultraswank.net about this book. So do check it out, ultraswank.net, curated by the Weber State University. History professor Eric Sweden has put together some of the nuclear war preparedness as seen through reproductions and summaries of various US government documents of the period. It's aimed at a popular audience and mostly takes in foreign policy, politics, military history. The book focuses on civil defense and grassroots preparedness at the individual and community levels. Basically, it's the everyman's guide through atomic age living. So do check out this everyman's guided tour through atomic age living and a great review by Baron von Swankenstein, ultraswank.net, over in the readable section. His stand gets a grande amour on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Central Sydney, a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, and a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Almost hits the spot.
have a blue martini, then I'll go. There ain't nobody in this place I need to know. I'll get my purse and my hat, would you please call me a cab, and may I have just one more blue martini.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds, they get too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, 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 nay to me, and people declare that you're through, whenever the blues become the only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile that's sweet and is so tender, when at first my kiss you do decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate, concentrate on you.
The Cocktail Nation.
The stars shine above you, yet linger a while. They whisper, something shine above you, yet linger a while. They whisper, I love you, so linger a while. And when you have gone away, each hour will see the day of something.
Donation thanks to ultraswank.net and Janet Seidel from Sydney and Linger a While. How would you like to buy an endangered 1920s movie theatre in Los Angeles? I've got the story up on my website, the full story, cocktailnation.net. You can't buy tickets to see a movie at this particular cinema right now, but you could buy the box office along with the entire theatre. The Rialto Theatre first opened its doors nearly 90 years ago for vaudeville and movies in the city of South Pasadena on Fair Oaks Avenue. Admission fee, 30 cents. A relic of the jazz age and a registered historic monument, the Rialto has survived two fires and the threat of demolition to become a car park in the 1970s, and now, after 7 years of mothballing since its closure in 2007, it's up for sale to anyone interested in what surely promises to be a highly theatrical investment. Sadly, the thing's been held together with chicken wire these days because the facade was starting to fall off and fall on people on the road. But hopefully that will change soon. Check out the full story at cocktailnation.net. Time for a look at the water swank now thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. August 14, Beat Tiki coming up in San Diego. July 31, record release party at the Edison in Los Angeles for Jennifer Keith, and she's coming here in October to Australia, October the 2nd, which is a Thursday. Mod Palm Springs, a weekend of entertainment, art, cocktails, tiki, and mid-century modern, October 10, mod-palmsprings.com for more details, and they've got a Facebook page as well. Every Saturday, we've got DJ Drew Groove over at the Star Bar in Southeast Morriston. That's 639 at Star Bar. Otto's Grotto now on Thursdays. And you can join them at Forbidden Island Alameda. Martini Kings, lots of gigs still on the go at the moment. We've been talking about this for months. They've got some more gigs coming up through July and August. Details online, cocktailnation.net. And the third annual Tiki Day, an unofficial theme day at Disneyland, coming up Sunday, September the 28th. Jack Crosley's Lost World, the second Tuesday of each month, over at Otto's Shrunken Head in New York City. These gigs and lots more on the net, cocktailnation.net. Just simply check out the Water Swank Gig Guide. This is Sally Street and When in Rome on the Cocktail Nation.
Skitty buddy, puppy, puppy.
The Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
Bobby Darin, The Shadow of Your Smile on The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader. Next few weeks, I'm going to be taking a bit of a vacation, so we'll bring you some best of shows over the next coming weeks. Here's Terry Snyder now, theme from Picnic. Stay hip.
Thank you.